Good afternoon. Welcome to Giants training camp again at the new Quest Performance Center. I really don't have a lot for you guys, but I got a couple of numbers that I've been bouncing around in my head. The number one number is 190, and that's, you know, 190 days until the Super Bowl is played in MetLife Stadium over there. So, you know, it makes me think about sense of urgency for our team. And the other number is the number one. And that is, we've been in the playoff one time in the last 4 years. So that's below our standards. You know, we have to play more consistent. And I think those are the two things that I want to focus on the most. And I'll take some questions.
Jerry, it's also worth noting you won a Super Bowl in that time. When you look back at the last 4 years, how much did the Super Bowl weigh versus the fact that you were home for the playoffs in the other years?
I don't think I heard you. I got distracted by the cheering noise.
People cheering for you.
Yeah. they're not cheering for me.
You said it, obviously disappointed that you missed the playoffs for three of the last 4 years, but you won a Super Bowl in there too.
Right.
Does that take away the sting, or do you look back and think that we just did not do a good job?
Well, you know, it never takes away the sting. You know, I still think about the season we went 8-8. I thought that was our best, you know, one of our best teams. We went 8-8. So really, nothing takes away the sting except getting in the tournament and having a chance to win the Super Bowl. So, you know, again, one playoff trip in the last 4 years is just below our standards. You know, we want to do better, and we will do better.
You were also pretty close to the playoffs last year, which I know is not good enough, but when you look at this team that you bring it back, do you feel it's close to getting back to that playoff Super Bowl level?
Yeah, well, we've been close, but close is not good enough. And I think that, you know, the consistency word I talked about earlier, you know, you have to, you know, to get in, you have to be consistent. You know, at times last year, we looked like a good football team. And other times we look like a bad football team. You know, I want us to be consistent every week and look like that good football team.
Jerry, you've got a lot of people back. You've got your core back, so to speak. You didn't go out there and make a flashy, big free agent move. What was your philosophy in going with the guys that you had?
Well, we just try to do what's best for the Giants. You know, I say this every year. We don't really have a template on how we do things. We just try to put the best roster together as best we can, any way we can do it. Sometimes we can do it in a draft. We like our draft picks, but, you know, sometime in free agency, with your salary cap situation, and sometimes the free agent market is just not a great market for you as well. So for what your needs are, what we think our needs are. So we think we put together a nice roster. But, again, our roster, you know, to get all the pieces we want, it probably won't be finished until, you know, week one, you know, get ready to go to Dallas.
You do have a lot of, like, one-year guys that are at the end of the contracts. Does that add to the sense of urgency like you were talking about?
Well, I think when guys are on one-year deals, you know, it's definitely a sense of urgency for them as well. You know, if you want to continue to play in this league, you have to play well, and it's a high-performance business. So those guys on the one-year deals, you know, I think I think it's a sense of urgency for them for sure.
Does that add motivation to this season?
Well, you know, we're always motivated. We're always motivated. I don't think we have to, you know, throw somebody's contract up against them to be motivated. We have competitive guys on this football team, and we expect guys to be motivated when they come out here and give us their all.
Do you keep track of the number of days till the Super Bowl every year?
No, I don't think I keep track of it, but I just, you know, when you look at it and you see that number jump out at you, 190 days, that's really not that far away. So that, you know, the sense of urgency really, you know, jumps out at me. You know, our team, we're going to put it up in the locker room, you know, a countdown, just so guys can see how urgent it is to be ready to go every week. You can't let games get away from you and expect to make it to the playoffs. So we got to have a sense of urgency going into this season.
Jerry, for this team to be great, how much do you need JPP to be the player he was 2 years ago?
Well, obviously, you know, he's a tremendous football player. We want him to be great. Obviously, he's coming off the back injury, Cameron, but we think he can be a terrific player like he's been in the past, and we expect that from him. But it's not a one-man team, you know. We expect all of our defensive players to step up. You know, our defense has to get off the field. We didn't have a lot of three and outs last year. We need to get on the field and get off the field, and our offense needs to score points. Needs to score touchdowns.
Do you think this offense could be explosive,
Jerry? Well, I hope so. You know, when you don't score points in this league, it's hard to win. You know, you have to. You can't score 17 points and expect to win and get into the playoffs. You know, the rules, you know, seems like most of the rules are for the offense, you know, benefit the offense most, all the rules. And so it's a little tougher for the defensive players because it seems like, you know, the fans want scoring, you know, the National Football League wants a lot of scoring and don't want boring football games look like a slow soccer game. We want a lot of scoring. And so all the rules seem to to benefit the offense. But the number one thing the rules do is for safety. But the safety rules, you know, it kind of benefit the offense the most if you look at it. You know, from my perspective, it does.
Jerry, how confident are you that you'll be able to eventually keep the team long term?
Well, you know, really inappropriate to talk about, you know, contracts or anything like that. But, to answer your question, Om, I think, obviously we want him to be a Giant for a long time.
For him to tell Eli apparently that he's 100%, is that among the better news you could get going into a camp like that?
Well, you don't expect anything from Hakeem Nicks. You know, the guy, when he's 60%, he comes in and says, I'm 100%, because that's how badly he wants to play and that's how competitive he is. So we don't expect anything else from him. And, we're happy he's out here. And, again, we hope he's a Giant for a long time.
How connected would you say Nicks' health is to the success of this offense?
Well, it's just not only Nicks. Obviously, our offense suffered last year when he was banged up some. But it's everybody. Everybody's got to play a role in our offense. It's not a one-man team. Again, it's not Nick's team. It's not Eli's team. We do everything as a team, as units. We're offensive unit, our defensive unit, our special team unit. We all have to be more consistent and do the things it takes, for us to advance into the playoffs.
You haven't had, in the last 4 years, really, you haven't had a disaster year. The team goes 4-12 or something. Looking back at how good these last four teams were, are you surprised that there was only one playoff berth? Do you think there were missed opportunities?
Well, the 6-10 team usually get in the playoffs when you're 6-10. And we've had different things that happened to us and that knocked us off kilter a little bit. But all I know is we've been in the playoffs one time in the last 4 years, and that's really not acceptable for us. That's not our standards. That's not what we shoot for. And we want to put everybody on notice. Myself. Everybody's on notice that that's not our standards.